In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text, our epistle reading from Colossians, the first chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I love fall in North Dakota. The hunting, the harvest, the beautiful, vibrant colors. And to be honest, I even love the late fall. This time of year, when leaves crunch under your feet and when it gets colder, beginning tomorrow. When it gets colder and you can curl up under that blanket and be comfy and cozy. I love fall in North Dakota. But the only thing I don't like about this time of year is the darkness. You know, it gets dark today. Sunset is at 4:49 in Lidgerwood. And I don't like that. I don't like that there is less light for the day. I don't like that as we move toward December, the end of December to December 21st, the light will grow shorter still. Unless, of course, you live in northern Alaska, then you won't see the sun shining for the next 60 days. I don't know if you saw that. January 22nd is the next time in northern Alaska the sun will shine again. You know what I don't like about the darkness? I don't like how powerful it is. Darkness has an unmistakable, it has an irresistible, it has an undeniable authority. Darkness actually forces you to do things that you wouldn't normally do and prevents you from doing things you normally would do. Darkness, for instance, causes seasonal depression for about 10 million Americans. That's just Americans. Every single year. Darkness forces you not to move rapidly through your house. No, it forces you to actually move very slowly and cautiously, and sometimes even to be afraid. It can be something, like I said, as walking through the house. Simple, straightforward. You got to go through the bathroom at night, and rather than just walking there like you normally would, no, you got to go slowly and cautiously so that you don't stub your toe. So that you don't fall. So that, worse yet, you don't break a bone. More seriously, if you are driving in the dark, especially around the Hankinson curve in the darkness, and you got to be careful. You can get hurt. Deer can cross and you can wreck your vehicle. Worse yet, if you're not paying attention, if you don't know the area and you're not watching the signs closely, you can get lost in darkness. And perhaps worse yet, if you are driving, let's say, for instance, on I-29, going north in the darkness, you get to exit about 48, that Kindred exit, and you're not watching what you're doing. Maybe you're half asleep. Maybe you got the phone in your hand texting and you miss the curve. You can go flying off the road. And then you need to be very afraid. Afraid of going to the hospital, or worse yet, afraid of darkness and getting killed as you fly off that road. You can get killed in the darkness. That's power. That's authority. It's getting darker these days. And that's just to speak of the outside, the physical darkness. Then there's on the inside, the spiritual darkness. This darkness, it is stronger still. Because it keeps you and I from actually seeing what we're doing. It keeps us from seeing rightly what is going on. In darkness, sometimes you think you're doing one thing, but when the light shines upon it, when the lights are turned on, you suddenly learn you're doing something else. So in the darkness, you might think you are being busy, and you are being efficient in your life, because that's what the darkness wants you to think. But when the light of God's word shines upon your life, then you really just see you're neglecting the people that God has given you to love. In the darkness, you think you are being cutting edge. You think you're being cutthroat. You think you are being upfront. You think you're taking the bull by the horns and doing what you need to do. But in the light of God's word, you see yourself rightly. As prideful, as arrogant, as greedy, because at the end of the day, you just want the raise, or you just want people to praise you. In the darkness, you and I think we're too busy for life, too busy running around and doing things. Life is too full. But in the light, we see that we don't even take the time to stop and help our fellow man. We care more self-centeredly and selfishly about what we have going on than the people around us. We call that being busy in the darkness. In the darkness, we call it love. In the light, it's just lust and using someone else's body as a tool for your own sexual satisfaction. In the darkness, you might think it is righteous and just anger. But in the light of God's word, it's just obstinate, hard-headed grudge-holding. Darkness and light. Dear saints of the living God, I have some really good news to tell you. I want you to listen again to our epistle reading, Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Except I'm going to add verse 12 to it. Listen. With joy and with thanksgiving to God the Father, who has made sufficient for a portion your sainthood in the inheritance of the kingdom of light. He has delivered you out of the darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom you have redemption. That is the forgiveness of all your sins. Did you catch that? God has reached into your life and he has delivered you. He has snatched you out of the authority and kingdom of darkness. And he has put you under a new authority, an authority of his kingdom, an authority of his reign, an authority of the light of our Christ. So that what you have belongs solely to Christ, and he gives it so freely to you. So your life is not about then trying to overcome your darkness by yourself, trying to defeat it, trying to run from it, or anything like that. Actually, your life is all about this: living properly under the authority of the light, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord. St. Paul says that in Christ Jesus, we have redemption. Because Jesus, if you look back at our gospel reading, gave himself to the authority of darkness. He gave himself to the authority of the darkness of your sin and the authority of your death, so that you may no longer be slaves and imprisoned under that authority, so that you might live in, so that you might bask in the light of your Christ. Jesus willingly gave himself up for you there in the darkness. He surrendered to the authority, and he went down into the darkness. In the darkness of Good Friday, he hung. In the darkness, he was buried. In the darkness, he died out of love for you. You remember. You heard it moments ago. It was a dark day on that Good Friday. But the darkness was driven back by the light of the empty tomb. For I know this Jesus, whom you seek, whom was crucified, the angel says. He is not here. He is risen, just as he says. Jesus lives, and Jesus rules, and Jesus exercises all authority over all the darkness and principalities of this world, over the devil himself, over everything on heaven and on earth and under the earth. And you, dear Christian, because you are baptized, God has snatched you out of the darkness of sin and death and the power of the devil, and he has transferred you to the kingdom of his beloved Son, the kingdom of light, where you have redemption, where you have forgiveness of all your sins. In fact, every single day, Jesus drives back the darkness. The darkness of your sin and guilt over past sins. Maybe not even over simply past sins. Maybe sins that were committed yesterday or earlier this morning. I tell you, Jesus says, you are no longer of the darkness. You are of the light. And that light of Christ, he speaks with authority to you, dear daughter of Christ, to you, dear son of Christ. He says, my dear daughter, my dear son, I forgive you all your sins. I take them away. I scatter the darkness as far as the east is from the west. You are mine. So follow me. He says, follow me as a student. Follow me as a worker. Follow me as a teacher. Follow me as a father. Follow me as a mother. Follow me as a child. Follow me as a friend. Just follow me because I am with you all the days of your life. I am the one who created you, who numbered the hairs on your head, who knit you together in your mother's womb. I gave you life. You don't need to worry about that life. You don't need to worry about the darkness that surrounds you or the darkness that is inside of you. You don't have to worry about what's going to happen. Just walk in the light of your Christ. And if you fall, and you will. If you fall, Jesus says, I will pick you up. I will strengthen you. I will help you again and again and again. I will forgive you, and you can start anew. You can always start fresh and anew every single day until the day you die. So do not listen to the darkness. Do not listen to the darkness calling to you, saying you're not good enough, calling to you, saying you don't have faith that's strong enough, saying you're not a true Christian, saying you won't make it. You won't make it to heaven. Tell the darkness to shut up. Get behind me, Satan, for you have not the things of God in mind, but the things of man. Darkness, you have no power over me. I am baptized into Christ. I am a child of paradise. That's your inheritance. Paradise. As a saint in the light of your Christ. Think about it. Jesus gave himself down into the darkness, and then he came up to the light of life, to glory, to goodness, to beauty, to life. He rose from the dead. That glory, that goodness, that truth, that life, that love, that light, that belongs to you. It's your inheritance as a son. And when he comes again in glory, you will live forever in light. You'll have a place at the Father's side because in our Lord Jesus Christ, God declares you good enough, worthy of eternal life because you are covered by the blood of Jesus. You are only good enough for eternal life because Jesus has died for you. Nothing in your hand you bring, simply to this Jesus, simply to this cross, simply to this light do you cling. God the Father has made you good enough for that day, the last day when all darkness is gone, and you live forever and bask in the light. The light will be all that remains. You're a child of the light, children of the day, so do not fear the darkness. What can it really do to you anyway? It has no power over you, and it never will. For Christ is your Lord. Christ is your master. Christ is your life. Christ is your length of days. Christ is your life. Dear saints of the living God, live always in the light of Christ and be ever joyfully watching for his coming, that you may, together with all who have gone before you, meet him face to face in the joys of paradise, entering into the light of his kingdom, the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom that has no end. Amen.